Paz de Cristo, praise the Lord, body of Christ. It is Monday, 7:18 in the morning. And first and foremost, we give God the glory and honor for another day of life, for getting us up out of bed, for filling up our lungs with oxygen, for putting strength in our feet to put our feet on the floor and get up and move around. A lot of us are heading to work. A lot of us are already at work. Some of your kids may still be asleep. But you see that their chest rises and falls. You see that there's life in them as a parent. That's the most important thing to us, that our kids are alive, that they have food in their belly, clothes in their backs, a roof over their head. We might not have the best of everything, but we're content with what we have. It's good. Praise God. And we should be grateful. We should be grateful that God has allowed us another day of life. That yes, I might have a situation before me that's still carried over from last night, but I'm alive. And yes, I might not be eating a 5-star dinner, but I got food. And I might not have an Escalade or a vehicle of significant value, but my car gets me around. And we're grateful. Thank you, Jesus. We're grateful, Lord. We're grateful, Father, Jesus Christ's name. We lift up the name of Jesus and thanks. You know, thank him. Thank him for the little things. Amen. Thank him for the little things. And we praise the name of Jesus. So today I want to bring you a word from the book of Philippians. And it's going to come from chapter 2. Verse 10. And it's going to be two verses today, and we're just going to talk about this. We're going to chit-chat about it, me and you. How important is the name of Jesus? How important is that name to you? The name of Jesus. How important is the name of Jesus? And before we go to Philippians 2, verse 10 and 11, I want to talk to you about the significance of the name. But while, and I'm reading in Matthew 1, 20, but while he thought on these things, behold, he's talking about Joseph. And I'm just going to add his name to the scripture, even though it's not there. But I'm telling you that I'm adding it. The Bible doesn't say it like this. But while Joseph thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, now it says it, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee Mary for thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. You see, this is either the first mention of his name. That the angel came and told Mary. The angel came and told Joseph about the conception. And he's telling Joseph, and you shall name him Jesus. And here is the Greek translation and also the Hebrew translation for Jesus. It says, for he shall save his people from their sins. The translation is, he shall save. That's what Jesus translated means. he shall save. That's what it means. You ever wonder what Jesus meant? In Greek, it's Yesuus. In Hebrew, it's Yeshua. Translated down to the English, it's Jesus. And what it meant in Greek, what it means in Hebrew, and if I'll read it in Greek, it's, and here your his name shall be Yesuus. And if I read it in Hebrew, it should have said, it shall say, and his name shall be Yeshua. And the translation for either one of those names is, he shall save. That's what Jesus does. He saves. He said, I have come to save the world and not condemn it. For I have come to save that which was lost. For he left the 99 sheep and went to go and save and find the one. Jesus' name literally means Yeshua. Yeshua's name literally means, translated, he shall save. Now we go back to Philippians 2, 10 and 11. That's why I tell you, what does the name Jesus mean to you? What does it mean to you? Well, the Bible's telling you what it means. It means that he shall save you. Now, it doesn't just mean a literal salvation. What about save you from anxiety? What about save you from depression? Save you from sickness? Save you from imprisonment? Save you from sadness? Save you from suicidal thoughts? Save you from anxiety? Save you from frustration? Save your marriage? Save your children? Save your life? It don't just literally mean he shall save you, like, oh yeah, he's the God of salvation, but that's all he does. No. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me. He is much more than that. That's what he told Abraham. Excuse me, he told Moses, and who shall I tell the people of Israel that has sent me? And he says, tell them that I am that I am. That wasn't his name, per se. I am wasn't a name as well as it was what he can do. I am he that opens a way where there is no way. I am he that does the possible where you're facing the impossible. I am your deliverer. I am your redeemer. I am your salvation. I am your horn. I am your buckler. I am your shield. I am a strong tower. I am the shade on a hot day. I am the fiery column at night so you can see. I am your strength. I am the rock. I am the tree of life. I am the bread of life. I am the water. He said, if anybody drinks this water that I have, you'll never thirst again. The Samaritan woman said, give me of that water so I never have to come to this well again. You see, I am, and here it is, he saves. He shall save you from everything. Jesus will save you from everything. That's what I tell you. That's why I ask you this morning, do you know how important the name of Jesus is? And in verse Philippians 2:10 says that the name of Jesus, oh, praise God. It says again that at the name of Jesus, every knee, not some knees, not 90% of the knees, every knee should bow of the things in heaven and of the things in earth and things under the earth. Listen to that. Every knee is going to bow. that towards the name of Jesus, or at the name of Jesus, or at the mentioning of the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. It's talking about of the things in heaven, all celestial beings, angels, cherubims, archangels, seraphim angels, the elders, every person up in heaven bows at the name of Jesus. And the things in earth. Now that's every human being. And the things under the earth. Even Satan, even the enemies, even the devils themselves have to bow at the name of Jesus. Remember when the angels of the sons of God came unto God in the book of Job, and the Lord discerned that Satan was among them. He says, "Where have you been?" He says, "I've been walking on earth and through earth." And says here, "And the things that are in earth and the things that are under the earth," that means under is underneath what we call earth, thousands of miles in. And Satan says, "I've been walking through, I've been walking in the earth." Try to guess where hell is at now. Let's read that again. "That in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, the things of heaven, the things of earth, and the things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess." Listen to that. "Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God and the Father." To the glory of God the Father. Excuse me. How important is the name of Jesus to us? It is life important. Every knee shall bow. One day, every knee is going to bow. Those atheists that don't believe in the name of Jesus. And I don't mean to bash atheists. I'm not bashing on any religion. I'm not condemning any religion. But I will speak what the Word of God says. Those people that bow to saints and idols. Those that bow to saints and idols and don't bow to the name of Jesus. Those that don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ that came, that was God made manifest in flesh. God came off the throne, manifested in flesh. The Bible says in John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." God was the Word. He manifested in flesh. And he came under the name of Jesus to save his people. But the Bible says the people did not receive him, so he stayed away from the Jews and he went towards the Gentile. And the Gentile received the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, "To those which believe in the name of Jesus and confess it, those shall be saved." How important is the name of Jesus? It's got to be life important. And atheist people that don't accept Jesus, they're going to bow one of these days. Their knee will fall to the ground. Their head will bow. Their hands will raise. And they're going to, like it or not, they're going to say, "Jesus is God." Those people that bow to idols and worship idols. And they don't worship the true God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Jehovah in the Old Testament, Jesus in the New Testament. Every knee is going to bow and praise the name of Jesus. How important is that name? It's everything. Listen to what he says in the book of Matthew. And I'm going to turn there. This is just coming to me. Excuse me, I believe it's in Mark. I'm just trying to... Yes, it's in Mark. Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. What color are these words? They're red. Who is speaking? Jesus. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In my name. Somebody say Jesus. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. Demons tremble. They cower in fear when you say the name of Jesus. And there will come a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for what you did on the cross at Calvary. For you defeated the last enemy, which was death. You gave us your full name of salvation, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that now you sit on the throne, as the Bible says, and soon you'll return for your bride, as Revelation states. For you are coming for a church without wrinkle or without blemish. Lord, let us cast away our wrinkles of our robes. Let us cast away our blemishes and our robes. A blemish is sin. A wrinkle is things that we are hindering us from fully coming to God. It's not a sin, but it's something that is hindering us in a way. And I pray that in the name of Jesus, every listener right now would learn the power in the name of Jesus. That whenever any situation rises up against them, that in the name of Jesus, they would use that name of authority. They would use that name of power. The Bible says that when a troop of soldiers came to arrest them at night, they said, we're looking at Jesus. And he said, I am. Boom. A wave of power went out when he said that. And all the troops of the soldiers fell on the ground. There is power in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for every person listening to this podcast that they don't listen to my natural voice, because I, man, is nothing, but that they would listen to the word of God, that they would listen to your word, Lord Jesus. And God's people said, say with me, 1, 2, 3, amen.